You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, our candidate interviews continue with candidates in the special election for the 7th Congressional District. That district spans 20 counties in northern and central Wisconsin. Voters there will get to pick the candidate they want to advance in next Tuesday's special primary. Today, we'll hear from one of the Democrats on the ticket. Tricia Zunker is an Associate Justice of the Ho-Chunk Nation Supreme Court and President of the Wausau School Board. She's running as a Democrat in the primary. Tricia, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, start us off, if you will, with your basic pitch to voters. Why should they pick you on Tuesday?
Well, I have a demonstrated record of public service. I think there's a lot of things that we need to address here in Wisconsin 7, and we need somebody who's ready to get to work on day one. And I am committed to working across the aisle to achieve bipartisan solutions that make life better here in Wisconsin 7. We need people that are going to do that. There's too much with the tax, too much gridlock, and we need to get to work. We need to address this farm crisis. We need to address health care. We need to make sure we're taking care of our environment, and we need to address campaign finance reform. We need to get the corporate money out of these elections.
You mentioned the farm crisis. There's been a lot of attention to the dairy field in particular here in Wisconsin. What would be some of your priorities in Congress when it comes to those issues?
Well, I am a granddaughter of a dairy farmer. My grandpa had a dairy farm in the town of Easton right here in central Wisconsin. And so when I see what's happening to our small and mid-sized farmers, it is personally heartbreaking to me. We need to ensure access to competitive markets for our small and mid-sized farmers. We need to eliminate predatory business practices that hurt our farmers. We need to have funding for mental health assistance for our farmers. We need to ensure broadband access for our farmers and actually for everybody in the 7th CD. And we need to support our small businesses, because when we support our small businesses, we support our farmers.
Now, what do you see as other economic challenges apart from farming? You mentioned small businesses there. What do you see in the 7th? And I know it's a big district. There might be a lot of variety there.
Well, we have a number of challenges here, economic challenges. We have some deserts as they go to childcare deserts. We have to consider our aging population and making sure that we have people that are going to be able to take care of our aging population. And to do any of these things, we need to value our workers. We need to value the childcare workers and our other caretakers.
We put out a call for questions on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from Mary Ann, who wants to know if you'll protect people with pre-existing conditions in the healthcare system.
Absolutely. We need to address health care. Nobody should die because they can't get the treatment they need. Nobody should go bankrupt because they can't deal with a medical situation. So we need to ensure affordable, accessible health care. People with pre-existing conditions should be covered without penalty. We need to make sure that when we're talking about affordable, accessible health care, we're also including mental health care in that discussion. And we need to take on big pharma and drastically lower the cost of prescription drugs.
There's a wide variety of health care options offered by the Democratic candidates for president. Where do you see yourself falling on the spectrum? What approach would you advocate for in Congress?
Well, I'll tell you, Rob, I have put thousands upon thousands of miles on my car and just as many minutes on the phone talking to voters. And I am hearing that there are people that like their health care plans. I'm hearing from union folks that negotiated their health care plans. And so I support a robust public option for those that want it and those that need it. But I think that health care decisions are deeply personal, and people need to be empowered in making those decisions. So we can't impose something on people before they're ready. So I know there's a lot of discussion about Medicare for All with the presidential primary, but I don't think that everybody in the 7th CD is ready for that yet. So I support a robust public option. But we do need to get the cost of deductibles reduced. I mean, the private insurance is just – it's so high. It's exorbitant.
And you mentioned hoping to work for bipartisan solutions. This has been one of the more divisive issues between the two parties. Do you see improvements that can be made, even assuming nobody can get everything they want, that both parties could agree on?
Well, it's unfortunate that it has to be so divisive. I mean, if we don't have our health, what do we have? Well, I think that approach in working with each other is so critical. We need to ensure that we have respectful communication, listening, and going to the facts and data as a source of decision making. And that's something we can do regardless of what side of the aisle we're on.
Talking to Tricia Zunker, candidate for Congress. There's a primary in Wisconsin's 7th District, a special election. Let's turn to climate change now. We heard from Craig on Facebook who asks what actions you would take to help prepare us for and combat climate change.
Well, I think that we need to address this climate emergency with the urgency that it requires. We need to ensure that we have clean air, clean water, and protect our beautiful lands from corporate greed for generations to come.
So what kind of specific things do you think could be – what kind of specific policies could be passed in Congress?
Well, we need to really focus on sustainable, renewable energy. We need to move away from the fossil fuels and reduce our carbon footprint. And this is something that we can consider in all legislation. I mean, the environment impacts – everything that we do. So, for instance, we talked about the farm crisis. Well, we could, in addition to the other things that I mentioned previously, we could include incentives for our small and mid-sized farmers for their use of sustainable, renewable energy. But we have to listen to the scientists, we have to listen to the experts, and we have to address this climate emergency. And that's just something that we need to do generally, I think, in decision-making. Too many times people are making decisions based on, I don't know, emotion or corporate interests that might be funneling money into their campaigns. I don't accept corporate PAC money. I believe that we need to be accountable to the voters and to the environment.
We heard from Dave on Facebook, speaking of money in politics, who wants to know what kind of campaign finance reforms you would support in Congress.
Well, this is interesting. I'm a constitutional law professor, and I teach my students about Citizens United, and of course I allow them to draw their own conclusions. But we need to overturn Citizens United. We need to get the corporate money out of politics. So many of these problems that we're dealing with today, we can get to the basis of it, and it's industries that are buying seats in Congress. You know, we could move forward if we didn't have the fossil fuel industry buying seats in Congress, or big pharma buying seats in Congress, or big ag buying seats in Congress. And that's why I refuse to accept corporate PAC money, because we need to ensure that we have representatives who are accountable to the people.
There is the challenge of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling against some of the things Congress has done over the years. Given the reality of the Supreme Court as it exists now, do you think you could pass significant campaign finance legislation that would pass the court?
Well, we have to try. I mean, we have to at least get the right people in the seats to try. And I'm a hard worker. I'm dedicated. And it's important to me to be effective. And I see firsthand how critical campaign finance reform is in our elections. I am a solo parent, and I have to continue to work to support my household while also campaigning full-time plus in this 26-county district. And so I'm making phone calls, and I'm getting $10, $20 donations, and I appreciate each and every one of those. I know the value of a hard-earned dollar. But to see my opponents, whichever one it ends up being, having this money funneling into our state, it's frustrating. It keeps out people that would be effective representatives for the people.
We also heard from Peggy, who asks, would you support term limits for all politicians?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think we have to discuss what term limits we're talking about. And I see I'm a member of Ho-Chunk Nation, and I see we have term limits in our legislature. And sometimes what happens is it might leave vacant a district that is really well represented, and then somebody else isn't there to fill that seat. So I know that there's a lot of value in moving over, stepping aside, and letting other people now be a representative. But we have to also consider the detrimental impacts. The other thing that we have to consider, and especially with congressional terms, is they're only 2 years. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that has to happen as far as establishing relationships. You talk about working across the aisle. That's going to take some time. When I first got on the school board here in Wausau School Board, the very first thing I did was reach out to each and every board member and ask them if they would make time for coffee or a meeting so that I could have a one-on-one with every board member and establish a relationship. That was just 8 other board members, and that took a little bit of time. So as far as term limits, I think in theory it sounds great, but you have to think practically how it could actually end up leaving a district not as well represented.
And finally, if you're elected, what is your day one priority in Congress?
Well, I think that we have to address healthcare, and I think specifically within healthcare, prescription drugs. Big pharma is getting away with something that's just terrible. I worked in intellectual property early in my legal career, and I sit here, I see big pharma charging us here in America 10 times what they are charging that exact same drug or medication in other countries. And it's wrong. And this isn't controversial. I don't think anybody's going to say, oh, no, I want to keep paying these skyrocketing costs on my prescription drugs. I mean, we have seniors that are rationing their medication. That is not acceptable. So there is something that was sitting on Mitch McConnell's legislative graveyard, H.R. 3, that would have lowered the cost of 250 medications and drugs. And I think that this is something we can achieve. We can achieve this through bipartisan measures. And this is what I would be focused on.
Tricia, thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's Tricia Zunker. She's an Associate Justice of the Ho-Chunk Nation Supreme Court and President of the Wausau School Board and a Democratic candidate in the special primary race for the 7th Congressional District. To hear our conversation with one of the Republican candidates in that race, tune into Central Time Thursday at 3:30. Tune into the morning show tomorrow for another state Supreme Court primary interview. And catch up on all these interviews at WPR.org and click on the politics link in the news tab.